Good afternoon, and thank you to all of our media partners for joining us. Today's press conference is going to be held to share. Today's press conference is being held to share new information with our community, friends, and family members of Megan Schultz in relation to the investigation of her disappearance in August of 2006. As you recall, on August 4th of 2019, Keith Allen Comfort turned himself in into the Lake Geneva, Wisconsin police and made voluntary statements to them implicating himself in the murder of Schultz, who was his wife at the time. I would now like to turn this over to Assistant Chief Jeremiah Hunter. I would ask that you hold all questions until the end.
Keith Comfort indicated that he placed Megan in a city-maintained solid waste dumpster that was in the 1700 block of Amelia Street. Detectives have been meeting with the solid waste utility to discuss the logistics and of going into the landfill to actually look for evidence. After several meetings and additional research, solid waste utility was able to identify some possible locations in the landfill that would have been used during the period of time in question. With the assistance of the solid waste utility equipment and personnel, Columbia Police detectives will be exploring these areas. This is to confirm that solid waste was being used or disposed of in these specific areas. So I want to emphasize that right now we are only attempting to locate an area of the landfill that would have been used at that time. Mr. Sorrell can add some additions to that.
So if you look at the drawing on your left, it shows an aerial view of the landfill. It's about 107 acres of area that we're allowed to dispose of material. We use some aerial topography that we do annually, and the area that's outlined in red we've identified as the area that would have been used during 2006, late spring to early spring of 2007. Then by use of operating records that we have at the landfill and just the way that a landfill is utilized, we've focused in on the southern 400 feet, which is shown graphically on the one on your right. And that's about a 4-acre area. So we've taken the area from 107 acres to a 4-acre area where we believe it's most likely that we would have been placing material in August of 2006. So what we're going to attempt to do at this time is try to locate a specific area within that 4 acres where we think we would have been working during that week. And so we're going to do that, and we'll start next week on Monday by digging holes and then sorting through the material and looking for dates. And the material in the landfill decomposes very slowly, so we should be able to read the dates on the newspapers, postmarks, expiration dates on packaging, that sort of material. So if we can successfully identify the area where we were actually working in early August of 2006, then we can determine the feasibility of doing a larger scale excavation to actually search for evidence. And that feasibility will probably depend on the depth, because some places we're only talking about 8 foot, some places we're talking like 55 foot deep.
So it is too early to know right now what the results of an exploratory dig will reveal. The FAA has granted a temporary flight restriction over the landfill for 3,000 feet and below during this time that we're conducting this exploratory search. Media members are asked to refrain from coming to the landfill due to the safety concerns. We've identified several. We will share information by sending an email to all the media partners on Wednesday afternoon, which hopefully if we do have any new information, we'll provide at that time. As always, we're asking anyone that has information regarding Megan's disappearance or this case to contact the Columbia Police Department or contact Crime Stoppers. And at this point, we'll take your questions.
Yes, the permitted areas.
Okay. Yeah, the outlined area here. So what exactly, how big is the area that's circled?
The area in red is approximately 14 acres.
Okay. And how many acres total are in the landfill? Just like that are kind of like qualify as the landfill, just trying to get
the piece that's permitted is 107 acres. Okay. The total property is over 700 acres.
Can you go, can you explain at all how exactly, just kind of more, in more detail, how you were able to narrow down to the smaller area?
Well, we had the topography that we do each year, so we were able to tell the elevation differences in the ground surface. So that identified the 14 acres. And then the fill sequence of the landfill would have been from north to south, working downhill. And we have asbestos data that when we receive asbestos at the landfill, we have to log the location that it's placed. So using aerial photography, contours, the natural fill sequence, and this asbestos data, it put the most likely location to be on the south 400 foot. If, you know, the next most likely location would be on the very north side.
Earlier, public utilities had expressed some concerns that there's methane gas in the landfill. Will puncturing the cap on the landfill and doing these test holes expose that gas to the air? What other environmental concerns are there along with this?
There will be the opportunity for methane gas to be released. I mean, we will have monitoring equipment in place for protection of the personnel. There's going to be a lot of potentials for like hydrogen sulfide gas as well. You're going to have sharp objects, landfills. You know, when you excavate that, it's not a very stable material, so you get, you know, danger of collapse in your excavations. So we've developed a health and safety plan for this activity that we'll have to follow to ensure the safety of everybody involved.
You have a follow-up question. The suspect in this case concealed his involvement and lied to officers for years before coming forward. Are there any concerns that Ms. Schultz might not even be in the landfill? Could this be a futile effort?
At this point, we don't have any reason to believe she's not. But yes, you are correct. It could be. However, for the past several weeks since this came to light, detectives have been talking to family members, going back over the original case file. Trying to eliminate that possibility before we got to this step.
So what kind of evidence, you know, what do you expect to see there?
Evidence-wise? That's more about...
At this point, we're really looking for dated material so that we can isolate the area specifically where we were looking. We're not really searching for any evidence at this point, more than just finding that location to determine if it's feasible to do a larger scale excavation.
So is it accurate to say that you are looking for the remains of Megan Schultz, or that you are looking into, just to want to clarify?
No, we are looking for the location back in 2006 that material was being placed at. We're identifying that location. If we are able to do that, that may change things, obviously. So right now we are not searching for any evidence. We're looking, exploring where trash and material were placed at that time, 13 years ago. All right.
Why is it important that we locate Ms. Schultz remains at this point?
Multiple reasons. Closure for the family, for certain. Obviously, any piece of evidence in investigation is helpful. So those are your two main.
You said that the FAA has blocked flights kind of over the area. Do you know how many flights could be impacted?
I don't. I don't have that. It's drone, mainly for drone.
Yeah, it's anything below 3,000 feet, so it's not going to interfere with any commercial flights.
Okay. Sorry if you said this earlier. How big is the pile of trash in that area now?
Total depth? From the bottom of the cell to where we're at now, it's approximately 100 feet. Is that correct, Adam? Yeah. But where we're at in that 14-acre area, a lot of the ground surface is the same surface that it was in 2007. So to go all the way through the material that was placed in that one-year period of time, some of it's only like 12 feet deep. But, you know, in other parts of it, that have had overburden put on since 2007, it's up to 55 foot deep.
Do you work with DNR on this at all?
Yes, we had to get approval from both the air program and the solid waste management program in order to do this activity.
Can you lend any insight into what equipment is going to be used to keep people safe while they do this?
Well, we've got an entire work safety plan, if you'd like to see it, that lists all the personal protective equipment that we're going to have, all the staff we have, and the procedures that we're going to follow.
So what are you guys expecting to see, or what would be enough for you guys to start searching for something?
Well, I think if we excavate, you know, we'll go in there, GPS, locate where we're excavating, then we'll take material out and we'll sort through it and we'll log that material. And it's going to have to be a consolidation of material with specific date ranges that says, okay, that's most likely the area where we were working in August, in the first week of August or second week of August in 2006. You know, if we find one postmark, that's not going to be sufficient. It's going to have to be multiple items.
So as new information comes up, a email will be sent out Wednesday afternoon to let you guys know. Okay. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.